for a refuah shlema, first of all, to Rav Kibesa's father, who's in unfortunately critical condition, Shlomo Chizkia ben Mazel. We're also going to learn tonight Le'ili Nishmas, Yosef Avram's grandfather, who was nifter overnight in Brazil. And again, the challenges that this tsara and machala are posing to people. You know, many of us are just feeling it just in our quarantines and in our stuck in our houses. But there's a real people are really suffering, and our people, as you're aware, you know, that are dying, that are in hospitals. And again, be zocha to have better times, and people should have refuos. And you know, we get back to normal. But I think it is important to for us to be able to focus. You know, a lot of us, myself included, we're just inconvenienced, and but many people are much worse than inconvenienced. And the more that we have that in our minds, in our learning, and in our mindset, that you know, people are really suffering, and Rahman al-Islam, they're, you know, dying, and the impact is very vast. So I think it's important just to keep focused on and aware of, and be davening for those who need refuos and those who need yeshuos. Okay, first of all, again, apologize about last night, and hopefully today I think we'll be smooth. And I'm going to just do a very, very quick review of the things that we did last night. Then I'm going to quickly move forward, you know, so to expand on our limud. So we looked at the Rambam, a number of Rambams yesterday. We pointed out that the Rambam seems to classify the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos in two different places and in two different ways. In Perek Lamed, he classifies it with the halachos of Kavod Shabbos. In Perek Hey, he makes crystal clear that it's part of the din of Onik Shabbos, and both the Vilna Gaon and a little bit later, Rav Chaim both understood that the Rambam really suggests that there's two dinim when it comes to mitzvahs hadlakas neiros, and there's one aspect that it's like all of the hachanos that we're supposed to make before Shabbos, we have to be properly prepared when Shabbos comes in, and that includes, among other things, to make sure that the house is properly illuminated, because you know, it's not the same Shabbos experience if you have a dark house and if not everything is taken care of. So the notion of ner dolof bebayis is a mitzvah of Erev Shabbos, just like making the beds, just like setting the table, just like those other technical type of activities. In addition, the Rambam says there's a din of Onek Shabbos. And we generally assume Onek Shabbos, again, typically is associated with the Suda. But again, to partake of, to enjoy Shabbos itself, to enjoy the meal, means that you have to have light at the meal. It has to be a pleasant ambiance at the meal. If you're sitting in the dark, that's not an enjoyable type of experience. And therefore, there is a kium as well of Hadlakas Neros that is reflected in enjoying the light and using the light and being able to eat by the light. And that's the mitzvah of what the Rambam classifies as Onek Shabbos. And again, Rav Chaim argues that the Rambam has both dinim, and that seems to be the mashmos of the Rambam. It is interesting, the Rambam in both places, and it's worth noting, in both places, the Rambam's formulation, when he speaks about the mitzvah, he says it in a passive way. He writes that the mitzvah is sheyehei ner doluk b'Shabbos, that there be a light lit on Shabbos. He doesn't focus on the lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, while there is a brach, and the brach is lahadlik, but his formulation of the mitzvah is more in the vein of sheyehei ner doluk b'Shabbos, and that certainly is significant and noteworthy, and we'll come back to that shortly. We then looked at the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, and the Gemara seems to highlight a machlokas between Abaye and Rava regarding, is there really, what's the nature of the problem? Is there a problem when it comes to lighting be'itron? The Mishnah tells us a machlokas whether you're allowed to light with itron or not, the problem being that itron has a very foul odor. And if it has a foul odor, perhaps it's not the right fuel to go ahead and light Neros Shabbos. So the Gemara tells us on Daf Chaf Hamid Beis that what's the problem? Why does Rabbi Shmuel say he shouldn't light with Itron? So Rava says, Mitok Shereisho Ra, Gzeres Shemayan Echer V'yetze. Because it has a bad odor, you're going to light it and then you're going to leave the room. You're going to escape. And that, says Rava, is a bona fide, is a real problem. Abaye apparently says, V'yetze, so leave the room. What's the big deal? So you leave the room. Who cares? So apparently there's a fundamental machlokas. Again, what's the nature of the mitzvah? Do you understand the mitzvah to be a mitzvah hadlak? You have to light candles. And that's one of the mitzvahs that we have to do on Erev Shabbos, is light candles. Why? Because, well, I don't know, to create some kind of nice Shabbos environment. But fundamentally, you don't have to enjoy the light. You don't have to partake of the light. You don't have to be nene from the neros. Whereas Rava seems to maintain crystal clear, and that's what the Gemara emphasized, hadlakas ner Shabbos is a chova. is an obligation, and Tosis explains that it's a chova to actually enjoy the light, to actually eat by the light. That is the chova, and therefore the notion of lighting the candles and then v'yetze is not, you're not going to be yotze. To go ahead and walk away when you're not going to get hanaf from the light is not going to be a kiyum ha-mitzvah. And I don't know if you had a chance to listen online, but we got cut off yesterday with the Rabbeinu Meshulam. And there's a very, very important comment that is made by the Rabbeinu Meshulam in the Mordechai. I'm going to do that now. And the Rabbeinu Meshulam, the Mordechai is found in the back of the Masechet. And it's found in Os Reish Tzari Dalet. I'm going to read the language of the Mordechai. But he quotes one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Meshulam. The Mordechai, by the way, was one of the Gedolei Chachmei Ashkenaz. He was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. And a lot of the Mesorah of Ashkenaz comes through the Maharam Rutenberg. So the Mordechai has the following comment. He says, Rabbeinu Meshulam lo hoya mevarech al hadlokas haner. Rabbeinu Meshulam did not make a bracha on Ner Shabbos. Why not? Mishum darminu beperek hatcheles, because of the Gemara in Maseches Menachos Daf Mem Beis. What does the Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Beis say? Again, we touched on this at the end of last week when we discussed whether you make a bracha on the on hanging the tzitzis. When you tie the tzitzis to the beged, is there a bracha or not? We saw the Yishami that says there is. The Bavli says there's no bracha on the tlias hatzitzis. And the reason there's no bracha on the tlias hatzitzis is because that's not the gemar asiyasa. The gemara says you only make a bracha on the gemar asiyasa, since the gemar asiyasa is going to be the levisha of the tzitzis. So there's no bracha on the tlias hatzitzis. So with that argument in mind, Rabbeinu Meshulam says something amazing. He says the principle is you only make a bracha on that which is the gemar meleches mitzvah sa, and that which is the gemar hamitzvah. If it's not the Gemara Mitzvah, ein mevarchin aleha. V'ner Shabbos, so when it comes to Hadlokas Ner Shabbos, ein gemar asiyasa ela b'shas achila. The gemar ha'asiyah is only at the shas kida amrinan b'maseches psachim. So what is he saying? He's saying something very striking. You're not going to make a bracha when you light the candles because the real kiyum, the real gemar asiyah, the ikar hamitzvah is when you eat with those candles, buy those candles, and therefore it's inappropriate to make a bracha at the hadlaka. That is clearly a strong indicator that the mitzvah is not the lighting, but rather it is shehe ner dalek bebesos, that you get hana'ah from the light. That's clearly what the Rabbeinu Meshulam is suggesting. You'll ask me then, Akasha, so why don't you make a bracha when you are enjoying the lights? Why don't you make a bracha then later on? That is the gemar asiyah, is when you're partaking of the light. So to that I would tell you that enjoying the light is not a formal, definable, halachic maisa hamitzvah. The only time you make a bracha on a maisa mitzvah is when it has some kind of formal maisa. So, for example, achilas matzah, you swallow a kezias of matzah, that's a formal maisa mitzvah, that engenders a bracha. Netilas lulav is a formal maisa mitzvah, that engenders a bracha. To get hana from the light, there are a myriad of different ways you can get hana from the light. That wouldn't be defined as a formal maisa mitzvah. Sipur yitzias mitzrayim is another example, where the Gemara tells us, kol hamar behareza meshubach. There's no formal maisa hamitzvah for sipur yitzias mitzrayim, and therefore there is no formal birchas hamitzvah when it comes to that mitzvah. So that seems to be what the Rabbeinu Meshulam is saying. And then he says, v'ri omer. Then the Mordechai quotes the Ri, one of the Balei Atosus, and he says, Shiyesh levarech, you do make a bracha, velo kasha mehatcheles, don't ask me a kasha from perek hatcheles, Eviatar, don't be lost. This is just a line in the Mordechai. It's, I don't think I gave you the full Mordechai there, so I'm just using the sefer now. Don't worry, Eviatar, we're good. So the Ri Omer, so the Ri says, Shiyesh Levar, Velo Kashim Atcheles. Why? So the simple pshat in the Ri is that, don't ask me a kasha, the mitzvah is hadlaka. And if the mitzvah is hadlaka, that's a formal defined maisa mitzvah. And right now, on Erev Shabbos, when you light the candle, that is the Gemar Asiyasa. Now this issue, this machlokas, is also reflected in another position of Machlokas Rabbeinu Meshulam. This Rabbeinu Meshulam, which you saw in the Mordechai, and now if you're looking inside Aviatar, you'll find this in the Tosfos on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis Masechet Shabbos, which, if you have the longer Marim Makomos, is going to be 10b, I believe. 10b. Dibra Masel Chova. I'm not going to do from the beginning, although that is a very, very important Tosfos. But Tosfos writes over here towards the end of the Tosfos. He quotes, I believe he quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam. He says, so look in the let's start from the beginning of Tosfos. The Tosfos is very important. Let's see the whole Tosfos. So the Gemara emphasizes that when it comes to the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros, it's a chova. It's a chova. It's a real chova. And the Gemara has that emphasis. So Tosfos says chova. Legabe rechitzas yadayim bechamin kari lechova. Compared to washing your hands in hot water, it's a chova. The lo, however, because rechitzas yadayim bechamin, that's lo habe kol kach mitzvah. Umayim achronim. Now he's comparing it. When it comes to mayim achronim, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, mayim achronim, the Gemara says, I'm sorry, in chulin, kari lechova. The Torah calls mayim achronim a chova. Does anyone watching here over here ever not wash mayim achronim? Ooh, a couple of hands go up. How could that be? The Gemara says it's a chova. So he says, no, there's different types of chovas in the world. Not all chovas are created equally. Mayim achronim is a chova mishum sakana. It's not a ritualistic halacha. It's a chova mishum sakana de melach stomis. Because it was this dangerous melach stomis, it would get into people's eyes, it would cause severe eye irritations. And therefore, they were goes there because of this bad salt, this dangerous salt, to wash your hands right after the meal. And as a result, chamira tfeimin harishonim. The Torah calls it a chova to highlight it's more chomor than mayim rishonim because of the sakana involved. And then he says, v'yesha rotzim lomar, de'ein levarech hadlakas ner, do not make a bracha hadlakas ner, okay, similar to Rabbeinu Meshulam. Why? Midekari lechova kida amrinan mayim achronim chova, and therefore ve'ein teunim bracha. Wow. So now he's suggesting maybe the din of Neros Shabbos is very similar to the din of mayim achronim. Mayim achronim is a chova. Neros Shabbos is a chova. Do you make a bracha when you wash mayim achronim? Or when you don't wash mayim achronim? Pretend you did wash mayim achronim. Do you make a bracha when you wash mayim achronim? Yes, no? No. No bracha on mayim achronim. No bracha on mayim achronim. So and it's a chova. So also no bracha on Neros Shabbos. What's his equation? Can anyone suggest the equation he's making between mayim achronim and Neros Shabbos? You're not being clear, Kobe, but I'll tell you what you're saying. Mute yourself. I think the idea is as follows. I think Tosfos right now, which Tosfos is not going to stick with this position, understands that the reason for Hadlakas Neros Shabbos is not a religious, so to speak, mitzvah. It is a quasi-sakana type of mitzvah. What do I mean by that? Let's say he didn't light Neros Shabbos. Let's go back a couple hundred years and certainly a couple thousand years. Let's say he didn't light Neros Shabbos. What would your house look like? That's correct.
Dark.
It would, yeah, very good. Thank you. I need a little help over here. Yeah, it would look dark. It would be dark. You would bump into things. It would be uncomfortable. Rashi writes, Shema yikashel be'etz va'evin. You'd bump into things. So therefore, Chazal made it takana b'toras, not ritualistic, but b'toras sakana, b'toras uncomfortable, dangerous, to go and light Neros Chanukah, just like Mayim Achronim. And as a result, that would not be an occasion to go ahead and make a bracha. Tosfos argues maybe that's the reason that you don't make a bracha. That's not like the Rabbeinu Meshulam. It's a different svara not to make a bracha. And then he writes, then he continues, and he says, "Om Rabbeinu Tam deshibushu." That's a mistake. That's incorrect. Delo dami l'mayim achronim. Mayim achronim is delo habe l'hatzala ba'alma. Mayim achronim is just for hatzalas, just because of sakana, just because of danger. Avol hadlokas haner. He chova shel mitzvah soinik Shabbos. No, it's a chova for ritualistic reasons, for religious reasons. We want you to enjoy Yesuda Mishum Onek Shabbos VeKama Chovas Hein Detunim Bracha. And this is a Chova that does have a Bracha. And then he says an interesting chiddush, and this is what the point I wanted to get to. What would be the din, therefore? What would you say in the following case? You have, let's say, Friday morning, you need some light for some whatever reason. You light this giant Yahrzeit candle, a big Yahrzeit candle Friday night, Friday morning, and it's a 36-hour candle, a 48-hour candle. Now it comes to Friday afternoon, you want to light Neros Shabbos. Do you have to extinguish and relight, or can you go ahead and use that pre-existing candle? So Tosis comes along and says that maybe the reason that you don't have to light, you don't have to make a bracha, is bishum shim hoisa mudlekes ve'omedes. If the candle was mudlekes, was already lit, ve'omedes, was already lit from before, lo hayatzarch lechabosa ve'lachzor ladlika ve'lo lahadlik acheris, you wouldn't have to extinguish and relight. Why would that be? So therefore, no bracha. Since you don't have to extinguish any light, no bracha. It's very similar, if you recall, to that sugya in Maseches Makos Dav Ches we discussed regarding the Eitzim of the Marach. You wouldn't have to, if you had them already cut, you wouldn't have to cut them down. You wouldn't have to recut, so to speak. Leaving that aside, though, why would you say that that if you had a candle that was already lit, you wouldn't have to extinguish and relight? What would you say is the svara for that shita? Help me out. Yes, Isaac. That's correct. If the mitzvah is only one of oneg, so there's no chovas hadlaka. The mitzvah is to have the light. Shiyehei ner dalek b'shabbos, to enjoy the light. That would not require you to extinguish and relight. That also could be a basis for the reason not to make a bracha, because I don't really have the light. The key is that I have the light, not that I actually doing maisa hadlaka. And if you look at the end of Tosis, skipping down a little bit, so Tosis says at the end, he quotes the Seder Rav Amram, Yesh, and he says, Yesh hamadlik ner b'shabes mivarech. You do have to make a bracha. And od ner Rabbeinu Tam, shimhoya ner mudlak v'omed. Let's say I had a light, a candle that was mudlak v'omed. It was already lit. And could you leave it lit, or would you have to extinguish? Rabbeinu Tam says, shit tzarech lag chabos. You would have to extinguish and relight. He rejects the prior position of the Balei HaTosis. Why? Because that Rabbeinu Tam, like his family member, the Ri, in the Rabbeinu Meshulam, assumes that the mitzvah is lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. You have to do a maisa hadlaka. So what emerges, and this very well could be a function of what is the core mitzvah of ner Shabbos. If it's midin oneg, so you don't have to do a maisa hadlaka. It would be sufficient shiyehei ner dolok b'shabbos. If the mitzvah is kavod that you have to do something on erev Shabbos, so that indeed could require a formal chiyuv to be madlik with a number of nafkaminas, nafkamina being a bracha, nafkamina being extinguishing and relighting, etc. Now it could be, I'm going out on a limb over here, but it could be that when Chazal formulated the mitzvah of ner Shabbos. So again, Ner Shabbos, according to the overwhelming preponderance of Rishonim, is a mitzvah d'Rabban. So when Chazal looked at this mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, so they patterned it. They had a precedent. They had some kind of other mitzvah that they looked at and said, you know what, we should pattern this mitzvah after an existing mitzvah. So where else do you have in the halachic world, where else do you have a mitzvah of hadlaka? Where else can you find for me a mitzvah of hadlaka? William? Menorah. Will, you said menorah?
Yeah.
Menorah. Okay, when you say menorah, what do you mean by menorah? Okay, that menorah. Okay, very good. That menorah. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Good. So that would be a good precedent. Let's see a little bit. Again, I take a little tangent to look at a din of menorah in Beis HaMikdash, because I think if we see that, we might find something very, very striking. I'm going to look at, for those who follow at home on the source sheet, we're at Beis number one. We're going to look at the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Migdash, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. And the Rambam writes as follows. Unbelievable. Really unbelievable. Rambam, a very famous Rambam. The Rambam says, V'chein hadlokas haneros, when it comes to hadlokas haneros by in the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if I had to ask you, prima facie, who would you say has to be the one who lights the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? Prima facie, What would you say? I know I would say, for sure, it's got to be Kohanim. It's got to be Kohanim. After all, the menorah, where is the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? It's in the Azara. It's in the Heichal. It's where non-Kohanim can't go. They're not allowed to be there. So, of course, it's got to be lit by a Kohen. So says the Rambam, V'chein hadlokas haneros k'shera bizarim. If a czar lit the neros hamenorah, it's kosher. Lefichach, im heitiv hakohen haneros. If the Kohen did the hatovas haneros. Hatovas haneros means he cleaned out the menorah. Got all the schmutz from yesterday's lighting out. V'hotzion lachutz. And he took it outside. He took it outside of the heichal. Mutter lezar lahadlikan. The Rambam says a czar is allowed to do the hadlaka. The Ravid on the spot says, slow down. The Rambam did a little bit much over here. Hiflig, kishamim mutter lezar lahadlikan. Ella, she'im hidlikan ksheros. The Ravid says, it's not like it's mutter lechatchila. You shouldn't have a czar lighting a menorah. That's not lechatchila. But the Ravid agrees. Me'ikar adin, if the czar lit the menorah sheba migdash, the hadlaka is a hadlaka kshera, you are yotze. Very interesting. So there's a very well-known Rav Chaim on this Rambam, Ayin Sham. I'll tell you to look at it. We're not going to do it inside. But before we do that, I want to just flip for a second to the Rambam in Hilchos Tmidim Musafim. It's source number 3, Bayis 3. And it's in the Rambam in Hilchos Tmidim Musafim, Per Gimel Loch Yud Bayis. And here the Rambam discusses what's called the Dishun HaMenorah. The Dishun HaMenorah means when you clean out the menorah, you get rid of the old wicks, you get rid of the old oil, you clean out all the schmutz from yesterday's lighting, then you pour in new oil, and then it says, Umadlik Ner Shekaba, and you light the flame that was extinguished. And then the Rambam's amazing, something amazing. V'hadlokas haneros, hi hatavasa. The hadlokas haneros is the hatava. Strange formulation. If you asked me, what's the hadlokas haneros? I would say the hadlokas haneros is the hadlokas haneros. It's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says the hadlokas haneros is the hatavas haneros. What does that mean? What exactly does that mean? So if you take a look, if I were to ask you, first of all, what does the Torah say? When the Torah speaks about this mitzvah of lighting the neros, what does the Torah say? What's the Torah's formulation? So the Torah writes, Baha'aloscha es haneros. That's the Torah's formulation. And if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, I gave it to you, mitzvah tzariches. If you look at the Rambam, in his Minyan HaMitzvos, mitzvah chav hei. So if you look at these sources, mitzvah, what is the mitzvah? Look at the chinuch. The mitzvah says the mitzvah is arichas neros hamigdash, to set the neros up. La hotiv neros tamid l'v'yashem yizbarach, to go ahead and clean out the menorah, position everything that you're able to subsequently have neros lit. And the formulation, if you look at the end of the Sefer HaChinuch, he writes that mishorshe hamitzvah, the shoresh of the mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah, the root of the mitzvah is lios ner doluk bebeis hamikdash. Listen to that formulation. Lios ner doluk bebeis hamikdash. In other words, is the mitzvah really the hadlaka? The mitzvah is not the hadlaka. The mitzvah is to position everything in place so that the neros be lit in the Beis HaMikdash, that the menorah be lit. And that's why the Rambam says that it's kosher bizarre. A non-Kohen is allowed to light because the mitzvah is not the hadlaka. The core mitzvah is the hatavas haneros, the dishon haMenorah, and then to see to it that sheyehe ner doluk bamikdash. The way the Chazon Ish formulated this in Kutchin is he said that haMitzvah sheyehe ner doluk, and afilu hidliku kof kosher. Even if a kof, a monkey, were to light a menorah, it would be kosher. Now, not to equate a czar with a monkey. The point is, it's not the mitzvah is not the hadlaka. And that's why, however it got lit. And that is suggesting, perhaps, one can argue, perhaps, I say this as a perhaps, that when Chazal formulated the mitzvah hadlakas neros Shabbos, they looked at Ner Sheba Mikdash. And when looking at Ner Sheba Mikdash, they saw Ner Sheba Mikdash. There's no Chovas Hadlaka. The Chova is that there be illumination in the Beis HaMikdash, that the menorah be the Ner Tamid of the Beis HaMikdash, that there be light in the Mikdash, and that perhaps is the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros Shabbos, is that the house be illuminated so that when Shabbos comes in, we can enjoy the Suda, etc. Hold on, Kobe, let me just do one more point. But perhaps there's another source. And perhaps there's another precedent that Chazal used in developing the idea of Neros Shabbos. And here there's another mitzvah, Hadlakas HaNeros, also mitzvah Derabanan, but perhaps a different model. And that is, of course, again, yesterday's Daf HaYomi was, I believe, Maseches Shabbos Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet. The Gemara is discussing over there Chanukah Sugyas and the topic of whether Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. What is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Is it to place the candles, to have them there, or is it to actually light them? And we paskan halacha based on these gemaras that the mitzvah is lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, hadlaka osa mitzvah. And in light of the foregoing, I have a ravya to share with you. It is found in Maseches Shabbos, Simin Kuf Tzadi Tes. I don't know if it's on the sheet, but I'm going to read it to you. The ravya writes as follows. The kiheki de kaimalon le'inyan Chanukah, just like we established by Chanukah, hadlaka osa mitzvah velo hanacha, v'diek tamuda, and the Gemara has a diuk. How do I know it's lahadlik? Because the bracha is lahadlik neshal Chanukah. Umaskinan, and the psak is hadlaka osa mitzvah, and therefore hidlika chere shote v'katan loas velo klum, hacha nami le'inyan Shabbos. So too when it comes to Shabbos, im hidlika chere shota v'katan, or ktana, chaser mitzvah. Why? Because the mitzvah is hadlaka osa mitzvah. You have to do a formal ma'isa hadlaka. And again, these two poles, I think, reflect themselves in the Rishonim, in the Achronim, and also, again, will play out significantly, as we'll see shortly, halacha ma'isa. Okay, any questions? Yes, Isaac Shapiro. Oh no! I'm just trying to show you, more for pedagogic reasons. You know, I'm not telling. Well, maybe not. In other words, the idea, Rav Yoz is a Rishon. Rav Yoz is a Rishon. It's one of the Balei Tosfos. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying there's a direct connection between the menorah, the Beis HaMikdash, and Neros Shabbos per se. But I am saying that. The fact that, if you ask me before today's discussion, before reading the Rambam, I would say for sure the mitzvah of the menorah is to light the candles, is to light. So the idea is, no, what's light all about? The idea is that the Beis HaMikdash should be lit. And perhaps that's exactly what the Neros Shabbos is that the home should be lit. The Mikdash Ma'at, that is the bayis, should be lit. And that would make a lot of sense. That could make sense. Once we have a precedent for that idea of Mikdash, we might find that in the Mikdash Ma'at of a person's home as well. The Rav Yoh is saying, you know, clearly not. The Rav Yoh is clearly saying that the by the way, Ner Chanukah is very much, you know, a replication of the Ner Sheba Mikdash. Nevertheless, Chazal formulated Ner Chanukah as a Maisa Hadlaka, Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. That's clear Lamaskanas HaGemara. And the Rav Yoh is saying exactly the same thing when it comes to Ner Shabbos. That's one of the Rais. That's one of the Rais. It's a Va'od, I think. It's a Va'od. Right, we'll have to discuss that. I think that's worth a discussion. I'm not ready for that right now, but I think it will come up soon, as you'll see in a second. Yes, Isaac Forgash. Yeah, well, the Rav Yoh is basically saying that just like when it comes to Ner Chanukah, hadlaka osa mitzvah, and you need a formal ma'is hadlaka, hu hadin is the same exact thing when it comes to Ner Shabbos, you need a ma'is hadlaka. Okay, I want to just take this one step further. And, yeah, Eviatar, I wouldn't call it oneg at all, but the idea of, you know, the menorah represents Torah and the light of Torah, kiner mitzvah Torah, or, and that there be illumination in the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash, certainly that is represented by menorah. I wouldn't call it a mitzvah oneg, but yes, the idea that there be light in the menorah, in the Mishkan was certainly what the menorah stood for. Okay, Rabosa, I'm going to share with you, let me go a little further. There is a absolutely incredible Magen Avraham. And we're going to do the Magen Avraham with the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and I think it'll really put this into a certain context, la halacha. Okay, what was the most popular day to get married back in the day? Well, the Mishnah said Wednesday. That's true. The only B'sula Nisa's Liyom HaRavi, but a little later on in history, Friday was a very popular day for a wedding. And the reason for that is very simple. People didn't have a lot of money. And if you didn't have a lot of money, you'd get married on a Friday afternoon, and then you'd have a Suda Shabbos, now be a Sheva Brachas, and it would be a good money saver. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the following situation. Listen to this. This is found in Reish Samech Gimel Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. Kishiyadlik, okay, Yesh Omer. So this is the story. Kishiyesh Chuppah Be'erev Shabbos. There was a Chuppah Be'erev Shabbos, and not Erev Shabbos, not uncommon. And everyone was at the wedding, Gevaldik, and then the mom, the Balas HaBayis, came home late. She came home late from the Chuppah, Uma'achrin Ba, and she came ad achar shkiyas hacham. And now it's after shkiyah. And oy vey, she did not light her ner Shabbos. So what exactly is she supposed to do? She didn't want to, and she knew this was going to happen. She didn't want to be mekabel Shabbos before the chuppah, because that was too early. So what should she do? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham. Al kain. So one solution is, al kain, tadlik haner below bracha. But that's, if there's time, Mishra said, light the candles beforehand without a bracha, make the bracha later. But that's not what I'm interested in. What I'm interested in is the following. Another solution that was developed was get a Gentile to light the candles. It's Ben Hashmashos. So Tomar Le'ena Yehudi Lahadlik. Let him light. And she will make the bracha. The guy can't make the bracha. That would be absurd. But the guy is going to light, and she's going to make the bracha. How can you ask the guy to light the candles? After all, there's an Isser of Amir La'akum. It's already been Ashmashos. So that, he says, that's not such a problem. The lo gazru al shvus ben Ashmashos litzorach mitzvah. For those in my Gittin shiur the last week of the yeshiva, so we discussed shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. So here you have Amir La'akum is a shvus, Ben Ashmashos, his only Nisa Drabban is a shvus. Ben Makom Mitzvah's Ner Chanukah, that's okay, that's okay. But he says, he tavarich, have the guy go ahead and do the hadlaka, and she's going to make the bracha. What a fascinating suggestion. And comes along the Rav Akiva Eiger, and Rav Akiva Eiger says, he feels this is preposterous. How can you go ahead and do that? She's making the bracha. She's making the bracha. So Rav Akiva Eiger says, I don't understand how in the world that's possible. After all, so many issues. Number one is there shlichus for a nachri? What, the nachri is operating as her shliach? Nachri can't be a shliach. Ain't shlichus a nachri, and certainly. And certainly ain't shlichus lenachri when it comes to a mitzvah. Maybe you'll say, there's no shlichus lenachri when it comes to a mitzvah. That's crazy. A nachri can do a mitzvah for you. Moreover, he's doing the mitzvah and she's making the bracha. That doesn't make any sense. And could she light the candles right now if she would choose to light the candles? She can't light the candles now. So nevertheless, he's going to light the candles when she can't, and she'll be mekayim the mitzvah of hadlaka and make the bracha. Rabbi Kiveger says it's impossible, and he rejects the suggestion. He rejects the suggestion. Can't be. So, gentlemen, did the Magen Avraham know how to learn? Lechora, he knew how to learn. He was one of the gedolei poskei Ashkenaz. Most of our halachas in Or HaChaim come from the Magen Avraham. So what is going on over here? So clearly, Rabbi Kiva is right. There's no shlichus lenachri. And how in the world can she be yotzei with his hadlaka? She's making the bracha. How is that possible? The answer is, the Magen Avraham understands there's no, the chova, the mitzvah is not a mitzvah of hadlaka. If it was a mitzvah of hadlaka, then the Nachri is operating b'torah shlichus. There is no shlichus l'nachri, and there's no way she could make a bracha on his asiyah. That doesn't exist. The Magen Avraham understands that the mitzvah is fundamentally to set up, to put in a position, she'ehei ner daluk b'Shabbos. And it's not the pshat that the Nachri is her shliach. She is doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to see to it that she'ehei ner daluk b'Shabbos, analogous to our ner Sheba Mikdash, to see to it that it's all going to take place. And therefore, it's not that he's lighting as her shliach. She's doing the mitzvah. He's lighting, but it's her mitzvah of setting it all in motion. She'ehei ner daluk b'Shabbos. And therefore, it's fully appropriate that who's making the bracha? She's making the bracha because she's the one who's doing the mitzvah. Of course, she couldn't light during Ben HaShemashos. If the mitzvah was hadlaka, it's too late. You missed the ball game. It's over. But that's not the mitzvah, says the Magen Avraham, in light of this Oneg Shabbos model. Rabbi Kivegra, of course, holds what? He holds the mitzvah is lahadlik. Once he holds the mitzvah as lahadlik, then the guy is doing the ma'isan mitzvah. It's her shlichus. She's making the bracha. That makes no sense whatsoever. And therefore, the guy, the Rabbi Kivega says, this is not going to be a solution. So this machlokes ha'achronim is going to be a great, great reflection of this issue. I want to close with one last idea, and that is the following. Very much halacha ma'isa. Have you, oh, Kobe, yes, you'll take your question. And then Gila. One more time. So the Magen Avraham suggests first is maybe she'll light beforehand, before she leaves to the chuppah, and then she'll make the bracha later on, which again I think is also highlighting this idea that the mitzvah is not the lighting. The mitzvah is the getting hanag, seeing. That's why she can light early and make a bracha later on. That also is reflective of this idea. I'm glad you made that point, Kobe. Thank you very much. Gilad, yes? Yes, because she's asking the guy, and the guy is exactly correct. Exactly correct. Okay, one last thing. Have you ever... Oh, 1 second. Ravelli is asking Kasha. Haim lefir Rav Kivega yachol haba lahadlik neros lifnei k'nis ha-shabbos v'ish devar achro k'nis ha-shabbos. Yafeh ma'od. As Rav Eli shoel, haim habal ulai ha-ishach kvar kiblat ha-shabbat o ma'ashuv ha-habal lo kibelt ha-shabbat hu yadlik et ha-neros v'isha tevarech. According to Magen Avraham Mikra Din, that's the same exact thing. L'chora, no reason that the husband, once he's lighting, he can't make the bracha himself. But Mikra Din, l'chora, that should be the similar to the Magen Avraham's case. Okay, have you ever seen your mothers, not your wives? You're not there yet, except for Aveli. Have you ever seen your mothers light Neros Shabbos? Have you ever been at home? You're always in shul. You're always in shul, of course. So you'll notice something interesting. The Amos bothered by the following. And we'll discuss this in great, great detail in the next two shiurim from now. There's a big, big to-do. When a woman lights Neros Shabbos, that is her Kabbalah Shabbos. Neros Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos. And it could very well be that her Kabbalah Shabbos is not actually the lighting of the candles, but her Kabbalah Shabbos is the bracha. Because after all, once she's saying Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos, that itself is a Kabbalah Shabbos. So then that's going to create a serious, serious conundrum. Because on the one hand, if her bracha is the Kabbalah Shabbos, so then how could she light? She made a bracha, now it's Shabbos, she can't light. Oh, so you'll tell me, let her light first and then make a bracha. Yeah, but that's no good, because we know, the Gemara tells us, Kala Brachos have to be made over l'asiyasa. First the bracha, then the mitzvah. So you're stuck. You're stuck. Stuck between a rock and a hard place. So this is the Ramah in Simin Reish Sama Gimel at the end of Halacha Hey. He says, Yesh Misha Omer Shmevarchim Kodem HaHadlaka. There are those who say, this is actually the Rambam Shita, that you first make the bracha, then you light the candles, because your bracha is not a Kabbalah Shabbos. V'yesh Misha Omer Shmevarech Acher HaHadlaka. You first light, and then you make the bracha, because your bracha is a Kabbalah. We don't want you to have the Kabbalah, so you have to light and then make the bracha. But that's a problem because now it's not over la'asiyasam. We always have the rule brachas come first. So says the Ramah, ukedei shehe over la'asiyasam. So in order to make it over la'asiyasam, what do the women, the holy Jewish women, do? They cover their eyes. They light, cover their eyes, make the bracha, and then open their eyes. What's the point? Kedei shehe over la'asiyasam. Lo yehena mimeno ad la'achra ha'bracha. U'meisimen ha'yad lefnei aner achra ad lakam avarachin ba'achra kak misalkan ha'yad v'zemrik ov le'asiyas v'chena minok. In other words, you've seen the women do all these kind of things? I don't know what that is. But I do know that it's fully appropriate to either cover the eyes or cover the ner. Light, cover the ner, make the bracha cover the eyes, and then look at the candles. Why? Because the mitzvah is to enjoy the candles. Shein ner dal bebayis, to get hana'ah from the candles. And as a result, as long as her hana'ah is deferred until after the bracha, that too will be a kiyum of over la'asiyasa. It might not be perfected over la'asiyasa because the bracha, the hadlaka is beforehand, but again, if you partake of this idea of the Magen Avraham, of the other Rishon that we saw, that the mitzvah is oneg, is to enjoy the light. So then if the bracha precedes the hanar from the light, so then that too is mikri over la'asiyasa, and that's the basis for the minhag, and that's exactly what the Ramah is telling us. Just as an aside, a halachic aside, again, no one's leaving their houses these days, but imagine for a second you're at a hotel for Pesach, or a hotel for any time. Just imagine. Let's imagine. So oftentimes when you're in these hotels or whatever, they tell you, like, no one lights in their rooms. You're not allowed to light Ner Shabbos in your rooms. And they either put in the lobby or oftentimes in a corner of the hotel, like 100 candles, little tea lights, and that's what the women light. Guess what? I have some news for you. That very well might be a big, fat bracha levatol. Why? Because how much hana'ah are you going to be getting from those tea lights? Not much. And the hana'ah is a integral part of the kiyum hamitzvah. If the tea lights are in that basement somewhere, you light and then you leave. Or there's 100 of them all together, so none of them are inherently significant. They're all negligible vis-a-vis the 100 that are sitting there. That might not be a kiyum hamitzvah. I always tell my wife, if those things come up, to rely on and to light the electricity in the room, to the bathroom, whatever, have that in mind as the Hadlakas HaNeros, have that in mind in the bracha. We'll discuss whether you can make Neros Shabbos a bracha on electricity. That was an interesting discussion, not for now, but that's kind of the framework of our mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros. Any questions? And then we'll stop here. Zachary. Yeah, sure. In other words, according to the Ramah, the minhag is, you know, the part of the mitzvah is the hana, is getting the hana from the light. And therefore, as long as the hana is coming after the bracha, so that's still called over la'asiyasa. Yes, Leibel. I'll discuss yeshiva in a coming shir. We'll discuss that. But certainly it's a good question.
Nowadays, we're all eating with the lights and everything, their candles.
I'll discuss that too. I will discuss that, Mirtz Hashem, next time. We'll discuss that probably tomorrow. Will?
Let's just say, like, theoretically, if someone's mom is usually the one who lights the candles and is Makabel Shabbos for the whole family,